meditate 10 hours a day and I shove 8 amethyst crystals up my ass every morning and I do this.
And I'm
like,
loving fucking life from the inside
out.
You
were snorting coke last weekend. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, really ask yourself what story you are telling yourself and believe.
And whose program are you fucking running?
What is up, crew, and welcome to another episode of Spill the Tea with Bo and Kirsty.
And we know it's Kirsty and Bo.
It's not that. Today is going to be very...
Are we going to hit some nerves
we
today?
We are going to upset some people today, and that's okay. We're ready
We're here to talk our fucking truth.
That's right.
Not your truth. So if you're triggered by this, it's okay. Mm. Lean in. Lean in. Ask yourself, why are you triggered by this conversation? But
controversial.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Firstly, what we're going to talk about is that you chew water. So Kirsty just took a drink of water before we hit record, and then she took a deep breath in as she was swallowing, and I said, what are you doing? Why do you breathe in as you swallow? She goes, nah, but I was chewing the water. So who else does that?
Is that a thing, guys? Okay, so my thing is this. I'm not a big water drinker, but I honestly comes back down to, I think, my choking thing. Yeah. So I chew everything, including water. And like when I'm trying to like drink water to like get more water into me, like I just naturally chew. I chew milkshakes, I chew juices, I chew anything that's in my mouth to get it down like to the finest molecule, I suppose, down my throat. So anyway.
It's already fine.
I don't know, but that's just the thing that I do. So if you didn't know, now you know, because Bo didn't know, so now we all know. So there we go. There goes one of my weird and wacky, wonderful traits I have. There's many of them. So
my toxic trait.
So today we are going to talk about the spiritual world and how the most unhealed healers call themselves healers. Ooh. And how I did a post a while ago and it triggered the most unhealed healers to the surface. Mm-hmm. Now, full disclaimer here. There are some incredible humans in the spiritual world.
Of course.
There are some incredible healers doing beautiful, incredible work.
I also want to say universe, spirituality, God, religion, culture, higher power,
whatever you look up
energy,
to.
Energy, whatever you want to call it. I truly believe that we are all the same. We just all have different opinions and different language.
Yeah.
But really what we're talking about today is people who call themselves spiritual leaders, healers.
And have this incredible spiritual bullshit ego.
The spiritual ego is what we're really talking
about. And this
about.
Is the reason why we have closed down believing a breath and we have moved in a different direction and why we are fully out of the spiritual spectrum. So there is so much unhealed healers out there calling themselves healers and thinking that they're fucking God.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, me and Bo, from the very get-go, we have never called ourselves healers. We get people come to us all the time and saying, thank you so much. You changed my life. Thank you so much. You healed me. You did this. And we always reply back, no, we didn't. You did.
You did.
And the reason for that is that we are humans. We are leaders. We are transformational specialists giving you guys the tools to do the work. Because at the end of the day, guys, if you did not get on the floor and allow us to help you and hold space for you or give you an environment or give you that community, if you didn't show up and do the work, we're nothing.
You show up, you buy the ticket, you drive yourself to our events or you show up on the screen in our online programs. You're the healer. You're self-healing.
And this is the work.
When we did our last retreat, we did some testimonials for some people, like, you know, what's your feedback on being in WeBe Success? Most people said, it's that you gave me my power back.
Yes.
You taught me that I don't need anyone else. And my thing is, if you call yourself a healer, and it's cool, I'm not saying that you can't call yourself a healer. I'm not saying that's not something you
can call yourself. And again, guys, there are some incredible healers out there. And we respect their work, and they're the real deal doing the real work.
Just personal preference.
Yes.
Me, I don't like being called a healer because I want to show people, I want to be able to give them the tools, the knowledge, the guidance, the love, and the support to get through any challenge. So they don't need to call me and be like, hey, I need you again.
Yeah.
No, you don't need me. go back in within.
Go remember with your what tools. I taught you. Yes.
Go to your tool. Like, do your journaling, your breath work, exercise, whatever things.
You know, we give you the tools and the skills in your life survival toolbox to come in, and at any moment when you're faced with a challenge or a situation or something is feeling super uncomfortable at that time, you can jump into your toolbox and grab the tool that you need to help you get yourself through it. And it's super, super important. Like, we have seen some horrible shit in the spiritual world, and we're going to talk about some stuff in a moment. But one of the things we were talking about the other day, like, one of our friends are going through the same shit. She has just got a really incredible position working with somebody else. She is an incredible human being.
A big person.
She's got an opportunity to work with this big, big time person in this energy space. And the moment she was announced that she got this position, she was ripped down by other people in the same community. Now, for me, I'm like, it's absolute fucking bullshit. How can you be in this space and rip down someone else? It just does not align with me. It does not make sense to me. I cannot fathom it whatsoever. And me and Bo were talking about this, and it really rocked Bo because we had stuff happen to us.
Someone in our program sent us a voice message in tears because she was at the biggest moment of her life, which happened to me. And she just finished a sold out event. She just got an opportunity to work in the USA and work with one of the biggest people in her industry alongside that person. And someone in the community was going around person to person, ripping her down, telling her that she's not worthy of it, blah, blah, blah.
Wild for
me. And it triggered me. And I jumped up and I was like, get me on the fucking phone with her right now, because I needed to let her know her self-worth. And this is exactly why I don't care what industry you're in, why mindset is so important. And this 100%. Is why we teach, you know, all the self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, which is actually beginner's doubt. But, you know, we go into building up people strong from the core. You know,
so when this shit happens, it's like you're fucking Superman and you're propelling this shit off
that's
you.
Right.
Because at the moment, she's still allowing those things to affect her because she's still, there's a part of her that still believes a little bit of it. There's a part of that still is not 100% strong core. But the beautiful thing here is that she has the ability to jump on, send us a voice, and for her community to show up and support her. And in that moment, we were able to do that. And one thing that we talked about when this happened was, Bo said, like, this fucks me off. Like, I can't believe this again in spiritual world and stuff. And I said, the problem here is that this shit happens all the time in every industry. In every industry. The thing is, though, you don't expect it in the spiritual world because you think it's going to be all love and light and acceptance. And you can talk more on that because it was anything fucking but that when you moved from your industries, from your normal life to what was normal for you back 100%. Then into that spectrum, and you got pulled the fuck down and you're like, wow, this shit hurts. Like,
bro, I come from friends that are bikies, been in and out of jail on drugs, all that sort of shit.
And working in sex shops and around all this, it all.
And you know, in the bike world, you expect a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, what was crazy to me was that in the bikie world, it doesn't matter how much you fuck up. They will go to war for you. They will stand by you. The brotherhood, the in the gangs, in the jails, that people, they go hard by loyalty. And then when I went into the spiritual world, I'm like, man, like, this must be an unstoppable, unbeatable force of love and pushing people to do better. And all I seen in this side of the world was spiritual ego, people thinking that they fucking own
breathwork, own.
And let me just say this before I go a little bit further in this, because I am going to be a little bit heavy real. I love Reiki. I love kinesiology. I love energy healing. I fucking love sound healing. I love breathwork, meditation. I've done it all. I love it all. But it's the people behind it.
That are trying to pretend that they're something that they're not. It's like, trying to own something.
I meditate 10 hours a day and I shove 8 amethyst crystals up my ass every morning and I do this. And I'm like,
loving fucking life from the inside
you
out.
You were snorting coke last weekend. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, why are these people? And look, I get it. I make mistakes. I'm a human being. We're all humans. But own your shit.
But also, on that, if you see us on social media, you see us real. We're eating the shit food. We drink alcohol sometimes. Yeah. We have cocktails. We have a good time. We swear. We're a mum and a dad. We are, you know, I'm a Kiwi. I always say I'm Australian. It's actually quite funny, just off the topic for a second. But, like, people say, like, where are you from? I'm always like, from Australia. And Boris said to me the other day, it's weird that you say that.
Because you're not.
Because I'm not. Like, I'm from New Zealand. But I've been here since 2009, and I do not have any, like, relevance or association with New Zealand whatsoever. And I think that's part of my avoidance skills, that when I can't, I can't. Bo loves
anyway, it. back yeah. to freaking what we're talking about. Yeah. So what I wanted to say on that was that it is, you're right. What you said, you nailed it on the head. You know, you get fucked over by a bikie or a drug addict or a fucking or someone in corporate even. You're corporate's expected. Cutthroat, oh, right? Corporate. Business, yeah. Money, big deals.
I've been really hurt. Whatever.
And do you know what? It's funny. I was sitting down with a friend yesterday who turns over $200 million per year, right, in his business. And we were talking about mindset and business, and he was asking me questions. And I said to him, how much percent? I said, do you think business has a lot to do with relationships and relationship building? And he said it is 100%, especially yes. in a big corporate company like his own. But for me, it's small or big, your relationship to yourself, he wouldn't have built that if he didn't have some form of confidence, skill building.
Fucking believed he could do
it. Believed he could do it, all that sort of shit. That is all mindset.
Because also, business is delusional. You have to be fucking delusional to think that you can do what you can do. Like, when you came to me and said to me,
I said, yeah.
When you did 9 people and you said, okay, cool, I'm ready for an Australian tour. And I'm like, fuck. He was delusional. In his mind, you have to be so fucking delusional that you think in your mind that that is absolutely possible. Mm. And then you're just going to go and do it. And the worst that can happen is that you learn some fucking lessons along the way.
Yeah, so, and what really rocks me up, and I want to say this to everyone listening, that if someone is bringing you down in your industry or business, even if it's your parents or family or friends who don't understand what you're doing, don't understand you, don't understand your mission, please stay focused and please don't let people take you off course. And the biggest thing you can do is just know that it's psychological projection and it's just coming from their point of view, not yours. And I just can't stand it when someone in our program or someone, a friend of mine or someone that I even meet, and they're like, yeah, I had this really good business, and then someone said something and wrote something about me on social media or put a bad code, so I closed it down or I stopped, and I'm like,
fuck that.
Fuck that. Honestly, like, that makes me just want to pick them up and go, let's fucking do this.
And can I just say this, like, if you feel that, if you're listening to this and you're like, fuck yeah, this has happened to me. Yeah, this is where I'm at. This is why I don't want to start, because I'm so fucking scared of what's going to be said on the outside. Please, please, the number one thing, go and get yourself a mindset coach. Go and get yourself a transformational specialist. Get us,
work on your mindset.
Help us, let us help you, because that is why people get such fast results in our program. We are literally you first, business second, and that's why people get results, because end of the day, if you go start that thing and you're so fucking worried about that no-face Jackie32 jumping on and trolling your account, calling you scam, your shit, your bullshit, you can't do this, you don't have this qualification, that's somebody else's
scam,
thing.
Yeah, I love the scam.
All that kind of shit.
The scam one's my favorite.
Same.
It doesn't matter if it's a business coach in a Ferrari or someone doing breathwork. It's always a scam.
But it's always broke people saying the shit.
It's always unhealed, unsuccessful people. Like, that's a scam. They're sitting at home eating Fruit Loops in
When I say broke, I don't mean just broke financially. I mean broke mentally, broke emotionally, 100%. Broken friendships, broken relationships. Like, only broke people will say those types of things, because the most successful people out there are wanting you to fucking win. And like, going back to this whole spiritual world, it is wild the comments that we have had. Like, even on our ad, so the other day.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, we're on Australia tour, right? We've got, our ads and stuff going out there.
So we did a launch.
I'm the fucking marketing
queen. You are a marketing queen.
I am
you
the
sell
marketing
everything.
Queen. Yep.
We did a launch, and we had a priority list. We were building that priority list. We had about 1,000 people on a priority list within a week or so.
7 days,
And then a lady came on to one of our ads and said, "This ad is crap."
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I don't know when it is, where it is, this all this is kind of stuff. This is crap, you know, blah, blah, this is shit.
You suck.
Like, all of this stuff, right? And then anyway, so I thought, I'm just going to investigate what type of human would be saying that. Drum roll fucking please. Spiritual worker, intuitive, energy healer, awesome stuff. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, here we are again. I was like, how are you projecting yourself?
Her bio should have said Karen.
Should have said, hey, I'm an unhealed person. I like to project my hate and anger onto people. She was frustrated. And I wrote back and I said, hey there, and I said, you will find out on the day. And she's like, well, I would like to know now. And I'm like, That's unfortunate.
And do you know what I said? You're a fucking psychic.
Yeah, she, you should know. She had a psychic. She had psychic on her thing as well. And I was like, yeah.
She was a psychic leader. World's most renowned psychic or whatever. I'm like, well, you're a psychic. You should know when the event's going to be.
And it was just absolutely wild. And again, guys, this is why we're out of the spiritual world. In our program, we have so many coaches. We've got energy healers. We've got breath workers. We've got Reiki practitioners. We've got people that are working in the health industry and stuff like that. And guess what? Every single thing that we teach, all of my modalities, all my challenges, anything you guys can use. There is for me, because at the end of the day, when your mission is to see the world emotionally pain-free and living a life you love on your own terms, I don't care how they get that. So if I bring someone in and I have a coach come in and she's got a really amazing warrior coaching container, which is our beautiful, beautiful client, Nikki. She is phenomenal. She has an incredible background. She is an incredible facilitator. And she loved our 21-day challenge. And she said, hey, babe, like, I love this. You know, I'm going to do this type of thing. I said, babe, just copy and paste it. Put it into your program. Take it. And she's like, it's just so wild that you're so giving of all your things. Because at the end of the day, when she does that, she puts it in her container and those people in her container get those results. I won.
My passion is to create more leaders.
Yes.
And let's talk about our other client who was blocking herself because she wasn't giving all of herself to her clients because she was worried that her clients would steal her work.
So here's copy it. This is one of our – we've got one-to-one premium clients and she is very, very successful. She is a high multi-six-figure business owner. She will be seven figures by the end of this year. And – I was helping her with her ads and we were going through her ads. And then she said to me, I had this one-to-one client, you know, come from America. She had two people from America and the rest of Australian, but two of them came from America. But I chose to put her as my one-to-one because, you know, I don't want her to steal my IP, blah, blah. And she said this in a passing comment. And then so I flicked my Zoom. I said, I'm going to unshare my screen for a second. I need to see your face. And she was like, okay. And I said, can I just bring something up and bring something to your awareness that you just said? I said, you just told me that you made her one-on-one instead of putting her in your group container because you were worried that she was going to steal your IP. Are you afraid you're going to lose business? And she said, yes. And I said, where does that come from? And so we started to unpack where that came from.
And I said on that also, you're actually devaluing yourself. You're not giving all of you to somebody because you're holding back because you're worried.
100%.
There's fear. And that's why I see so many business owners not going all in because the fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear of success.
And they're hitting
ceilings and cycles because that fear sits them back. Whether they're worried about other people stealing it, other people saying stuff, failing, being too successful and having too much responsibility, whatever it is, there's something that's keeping you inside of a box.
That's exactly right. And so, but what was really going on here, guys, was that she was so scared that she'd worked so hard to get where she's got, that she was so afraid that someone's going to steal that. And so I said to her, let's reframe this. What if they came in and they got so much value? You were the best coach and mentor that then they took your same modalities or practices and then they went and taught other people and they got to learn because they were coached and mentored by the greatest. Won't say her name. And she was like, oh my God. And I said, and let me ask you this question. How much did that fear cost you?
That's right.
And she said to me, she got less money from doing the one-to-one. She gave up more time to do the one-to-one. If she had to put her in the container, she wouldn't have lost time, which is that's your biggest currency. And second of all, she would have made more money. But because her fear was driving the conversation, fear was driving her business, she wasn't actually in the business sense. She was in the emotional sense and she was in the fear and scarcity of losing something. So now we have completely reframed that. She's sitting there and she's feeling confident. She's like, okay, cool, fuck, I get it now. We've just framed and remodeled her next part of her business so she can bring in the most amazing coaches. And she actually said to me, one thing I value about you, Kirsty, which I have found so strange at the same time, is just how much you give and how much you give away your IP, your stuff. And I said, because it's not my IP. Because let me point this out, guys.
We've learned everything.
What I learned, I learned from someone else.
Okay.
And what they learned from someone else.
Sure.
And I'm just remodeling it and sharing it in my way, in my version. And guess what? That lady that I work with, my one-to-one clients, my people that are in my container, they're not me and I'm not them. And some people will love me and Bo. and some people will hate us, and that is totally fine. Awesome. But if someone else got my, if someone, a leader in my container, got my stuff and they remodeled it and revamped it with their twist and their authentic self and their personality, and they got the results, then I won. There's no losing here, guys. That's right. Only winning. And when your mindset is set like that, nothing hurts me. Nothing offends me. People can take my stuff all the time. And the reason for that is because in 2022, we got slandered and told that we couldn't use certain modalities or a breathwork technique, which is fucking wild, guys. Wild. And that's not coming from a place of actually fucking care. That's not coming from a place of love and light and wanting to see the world better. That's coming from scarcity, that someone was better than them. And guess what? When I build leaders in our container, I want you to be better than me. I want you to be so fucking powerful that you're more powerful than me, because you're creating more impact with the world and you're creating more solution for people. Because at the end of the day, your mindset and breaking through your bullshit is the fucking number one thing.
That's right. And let's just talk about being a leader. A leader, people, they lead.
Yes.
So they lead by example. Yes. So my thing is here is that if you see someone not doing as well as you, you want to bring them up. You don't want to bring them down. That is not what a fucking leader does. That's someone who's coming from scarcity, fear, and insecurity. So if you want to lead, then help the other people get to where you are. And if you see other people that are leading or doing well, you don't need to bring them down. You don't need to, you don't need to judge or stop yourself. You need to learn from what they're doing. You know, a lot of people either want to like delete or block other people because they're doing really well, because it makes them feel something about them. And I'm like, no, look at them, go through their whole funnel, go through their whole business. Like I say to my clients, I'm like, who's your biggest competition? Who's fucking slaying it? Oh, these people, you know, blah, blah. And I'm like, how does that make you feel? Oh, you know, that I'll never be good enough and I won't get there and they're smart and I'm not and they got more money and I don't. And I'm like, but guess what? Everyone started with zero, okay? And I don't care.
Waste that was zero.
Exactly.
Waste,
so I'm like, what you need to do is go on their website, look at all their reviews and see people that are complaining and then fix those pain points that they're not. Or, you know, look at it and go as a customer and be like, fucking, what do they need more? What are they not servicing? What are they not doing that I can? Find the points of difference. The first thing we did when we revamped Believe in Your Breath to We Breathe Success was we wrote down why we're different.
Yeah.
Because what can we deliver that no one else does? Well, we're parents. Well, we're hypnotherapists. We're NLP coaches. We created two multi six figure businesses really in under 12 months.
Well, Believe in Your Breath, we made $300,000 in 90 days.
It's crazy. You know, and that was an accident.
That was an accident.
And I believe that the naivety really was what helped us in business.
I think that really was our superpower. Why?
Because we actually believed in ourselves. Yeah. The reason why that was Believe the Label and Believe in Your Breath.
Bro's like delusional and crazy. And
I'm not crazy. I am delusional. I manifest like a motherfucker because I think of something and then I'm like, that's just going to happen.
Well,
and I move.
Let's be honest with you though. You are a person who...
You're the marketer, but I pushed you because I was like, you got to do it.
The reason why, but Bo is the biggest person on perseverance. Bo always gets what he wants. Always gets what he wants.
I love it.
You know, and when he wants something, he will find a fucking way to get that. And sometimes I'm like, okay, could you please bring this unicorn back? Because
we had someone in our program the other day say, you know, she was having some limiting beliefs around business and then launching and stuff like that, launching a business. And I said, well, why aren't you doing X, Y, and Z? I can't remember what it was. And she goes, well, what if I don't actually go all the way in with this?
I know what this is.
Yeah, and I think we spoke about this last podcast. This I was like, all right, this tells me already that, like, you should be on the other end being like, what do I need to do? Nothing's going to stop me.
She doesn't believe in it enough. And I think at the end of the day, this person, very, very smart, very incredible. But great ideas. What is holding it back is that I truly believe that business is a lot of work, you know, and I think a lot of the time.
Can I just say, there's a difference between laziness and limiting beliefs as well, procrastination.
There's also the fact that, do you really want it? People will have these great ideas. And one thing that really resonated with me today is that yesterday, I was on my Instagram and Brianna May came up and she's phenomenal. If you don't know her, she owns the Mind School Method. She's been in our program and done a masterclass. She is absolutely phenomenal. One thing that she said, which I completely fucking resonated with, is that she started this year, like she had an intention to work with more corporate and more people in the schools and stuff like that because she wants to get this work in there. And then when she started working on it, and she got a few people, which is amazing. So she had that goal, she started working on it. And then she was like, fuck, like, you know, do I, like, the thoughts come. So when you first have it, you're like all up in your ideas. The dopamine's going like, fuck yeah, this is it. Like, yep, I know what I'm doing. Then you start working out. She's got a few clients coming in and then she started working on it. She's like, man, do I really want to do this? You know, it's a lot of work and blah, blah, all these, the excuses come up because this is what happens. Because the truth is in growth, in the actual growth, it's fucking hard. It's uncomfortable. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of push through. It's a lot of getting through your own shit and grind. And at the moment, we've had a massive level up in the business. We've had a massive quantum leap. We are closing down. Well, by the time you listen to this, Believe in Your Birth will be closed down. WeBreathe Success is the company. We have hired and fired. We've hired and fired people.
Yeah.
We have brought the most incredible talent into the pool. We have the most incredible clients that are coming into WeBreathe Success.
Oh, so good.
But it has been uncomfortable, guys. I have sat there and doubted. It's one thing to have a business or even the best product or service. But let's be real, when no-face Jackie 32 jumps on Instagram throwing those nasty comments and you make it mean something about you, it doesn't matter how good your business is, you will crumble. That's why you need us.
Welcome to WeBreathe Success, the ultimate experience for aspiring business owners, entrepreneurs, and coaches who are ready to break through to the next level.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Waddingham.
And I'm Beau Drury.
We're not just any mindset business mentorship. We are the world's best when it comes to mindset, breakthrough, and transformation.
Our approach combines breakthrough breathwork, powerful mindset techniques, manifestation, and strategic business coaching, setting you up for each week for success and action.
If you're truly serious about unlocking explosive growth, you're in the right place.
Success starts with one essential foundation, your mindset. Without it, even the best business strategies will fall apart.
That's why we go deeper than traditional coaching. We offer advanced biohacking and mindset reprogramming.
Your network is your network, and now you have access to ours. With all of this, success isn't just a possibility, it's your only option.
We're here to help you break through your old limits, step into extraordinary success, and create unstoppable momentum for growth. We cover it all: mindset, somatic strategy, community, and connection.
So are you ready to be the leader, visionary, and powerhouse that you were meant to be? Click the link below. Let's book a call.
I have had 18-hour days trying to, like, going back to basics because we are reformatting everything to be.
We ripped everything apart.
We ripped everything apart. We worked out what was working very well in the company, what was not. Who had we become? Because here's another thing, that we had outgrown our own business as well with the level of training and growth in ourselves, where we're wanting to go. We are moving so fast, it's actually super scary because we try to now put plans in place. We're like, yes, 2025, put plans in place. And then when it comes to that plan, we're like, wait, we don't even want to do that now. Like, so
just on that, let's talk about one of our clients who, you know, she joined us to start one business and then after a couple of calls with us, completely shut that down and started another business. Now she's moved countries and she's thriving.
Three people that have come to me with, this is what I'm going to do, and then fully pivoted.
Because you're like, does this make you happy? And one thing I hate about seeing business owners is we get these people that reach out to us for help and then I'm like, you're actually more unhappy than you were at a 9-to-5. You're stressed. You've got no time. Don't get me wrong. Like you said, you do 18-hour days. You do that. But you still want to wake up every day loving what you do.
I love what I do.
Okay, you're allowed to have seasons. Yeah, there's seasons. I mean, like if it's draining you, if it's –
you're not in alignment.
Yeah, if it's fucking pushing – it, like, and you got to understand, like once you push – too hard and something isn't giving, like, you know, and it's not lighting you up and you're not passionate and all that stuff. And that's exactly why we have pivoted from Believe in Your Breath to WeBreathe Success, because we've, like, I fell into this by accident. It changed my life and I just wanted to help other people with it. Breathwork says to its purpose, all the events we've done has been absolutely amazing.
The moving impact to Bali, we've heard.
Yeah, the like, impact we've had. Like, we go through our testimonials sometimes and, like,
we just lit up. We're
that's
like,
what
wow.
I do. I like, you know, when someone's feeling a little bit like their self-worth or they're feeling like they're failing in their business or where they're at, I'm always like, reflection.
Yeah.
Reflect back and look at all your testimonials. Look at all the people you've helped. Look at all the stuff you've overcome, got through, gotten, you know, there's a little bit of hypnotherapy there, some deep breaths, whatever you need to do to go in deeper. And then and self-hypnotize and breathe in and actually embody the success and what you've done and remember who you are and get back on that path. Because a lot of people just, that's where the cycle happens. Yeah. The little thing happens, someone says something and they fall back and then it's the yo-yo effect. And they actually never break through a ceiling. It's like that thing with the fleas.
Yeah.
Right. You put a bunch of fleas in a cup and put the lid on in a jar, and then they'll bounce, and they keep hitting the roof. And then you take that lid off, and a week later they'll never jump out because they've been conditioned, and that's what happens to
us. And that's what's happened to you. You've been conditioned and programmed by other people's beliefs, and within We Breathe Success, what the first thing that we do is we reverse engineer your life. And we go, okay, cool. So if you could have anything in the next 12 months, money wasn't a problem, all this kind of stuff, you didn't have any limitations,
that's right.
There was nothing in your way, the environment, nothing, what would you be doing and where would you be going? And then we work on that. Then we build the business to be in alignment with the 12-month goal. And on that, in our on Mondays, we have our CEO strategy days, right? So we have CEO strategy days with manifestation. And in that, we build out, you know, what the week looks like, and we put our priorities and our non-negotiables, and we build out the week. One thing that was really interesting on that day, a few weeks ago, we did an exercise. And so I got everyone to write down, if you had all the money in your bank account right now, what would you be doing? And they wrote that down. And then I said, if you had all the money in the bank account and there was no limitations, you weren't held back by kids, family, schools, work, all the things that you use these excuses, what would you be doing? And they wrote that down. Mm. And then I said, I'm going to look at both those two pieces of paper. Are they different?
You can see on their face which one they're reading.
Yep. And
every single one
of them, the other one was different. Because we are a product of our environment, and your mind will go only a little bit further than where you are because you feel you don't want to let yourself down. Right. And you already feel like that's a letdown if you don't make that one. But if we break through the bullshit, if we break through those barriers and those limitations that, you know, self-imposed limitations, other people's beliefs, by the time you're 7, you are so installed with everybody else's beliefs, opinions, ways that they view the world, perception.
100%.
By the time you're an adult, you have no idea if these are even yours. These triggers and anchors and self-beliefs, they're not even yours.
That's right.
These stories, and when we start to unpack that, I'm like, where did that come from? And like the lady that I was working with, my one-to-one client, about the scarcity, about losing, you know, and not letting that one-to-one client go into the group container. We took it all the way back, and it came all the way back to childhood. Always back to childhood.
And this is why I say with hypnotherapy, everyone's like, oh, you know, they get weird about hypnotherapy. It's like you see the stage hypno, but clucking like chickens.
I thought the same thing. I didn't want to do hypnotherapy.
But the thing is, I believe we're already hypnotized, and it's like, I'm going to unhypnotize you. So if you're hypnotized to believe you're not good enough or not worthy, well, I'm going to hypnotize you to show you exactly where in those parts of your life you are those things and how you can also be those things in other areas of your life where you don't think you can.
Yeah.
And back to sort of circling back to why we close Believe in Your Breath. Well, look, I believe in my point in my life, I, if you want to healed or interchanged or transformed, whatever word you want to say, my ADHD symptoms, anxiety symptoms, my mental health completely is in 100% a different state. I do believe everything is upgradable, interchangeable, healable, upgrade. You know, we can change anything within us with food, external, internal, whatever it is that we need. But I think that healing or transformation or breakthroughs or whatever you want to call it, I believe it all comes down to your mindset, the way you view it and stuff like that. And I'm not going to go into anxiety and ADHD on this podcast because we've done that, but it is so true. Like, once you get
challenged,
self-awareness is literally healing. Like, once you're aware of all your triggers and all your shit and all your past, and you go aha moments, and then you start embodying a different version of you, you don't feel all this horrible stuff. And the thing is, it all comes down to the victim mindset, right? And a lot of people, they felt like That's all they knew. All they knew is their labels, and all they knew was their pain, and all they knew was their struggles and challenges.
You attach yourself to those labels and pains. But can I just say something? Yesterday I read something that a feeling actually only lasts 90 seconds.
That's why
a feeling only lasts 90 seconds. Mm. It's the story you attach to that feeling afterwards.
That goes on longer. That goes on longer. Which is mindset. And we're allowed to have a feeling. How many times during the day do we have a little feeling? And do you know what? Something happened to me the other day and I felt the feeling and I went, that's not true. And then just continued on my day where the old version of me would have like
sat in that.
Oh,
created a story. Yeah,
created
here we
this.
Go again.
Oh, it's just right. I've made a condition. Yep. I'm definitely
like, how many people say like, oh, that's just life. That's just me.
Yeah.
I've got bad luck. I can't do that. I'm not them. How many times have we
had? You have to really ask yourself what story you are telling yourself and believe.
And whose program are you fucking running?
That's right.
Because it's not yours. And the best thing here, guys. The best thing is if you're listening to this and you're sitting here running a program, you're running a condition, you're running a limitation, you're running a belief or running a story, I've got really great fucking news for you. You can change it.
100%.
You can change it. I was not.
But you've got to want to and believe in it.
You've got to do the work.
That's right.
And do you know what? So I'm 40 now. I know, really 26, but I'm 40.
Damn.
Damn.
I said, damn it.
That's the fuck up. So I'm 40 now. At 19, I picked up my first self-help book called You Could Heal Your Life by Louise Hayes. So for 21 years, I've been doing the work. Now, the best thing that I ever learned, the first thing that I ever learned in my self-development journey, and let me just remind you if you don't know my story, like I came from DV, alcohol and drug abuse, met my DV relationship in rehab, had a child.
At 18.
At 18. Mm. At 19, I was pregnant. At 20, I was pregnant. And at 21, I had Carson. At 20, I picked up that book. So 20 years. At 20, I picked up that book. You Can Heal Your Life. And the one thing that said in there was, a thought is just a thought and a thought can be changed. And if you change the thought, you change the feeling. If you change the feeling, you change the emotion. If you change the emotion, you change the reaction, the outcome.
The action.
And that was the moment. That was the very fucking moment. While my partner at the time was in jail, I was pregnant, 20, not knowing anything where my entire life was going. And I also sat there thinking, how could this possibly be my life when I finally got off drugs and alcohol and then boom, into DV. That was the moment I realized that I had full control and I started to work with the mind. And I was like, holy shit, I can actually see things differently. And it became a bit of a joke in my family because I'd say, when mum was having her shitty things, I'd be like, mum, put it in a bubble and blow it away. And then she would start saying it to me and I'd be like, shut up. But it's true. Put your shit in a fucking bubble and blow it away. Question, is this pattern mine? Is this thought mine? If a belief comes up or a feeling, I'm not good enough, who told you that?
Mm.
Where did that come from? Because I'm telling you right now, when you were born, this beautiful baby.
Innocent.
Fresh canvas.
Fresh
fucking canvas. Nothing programmed in the mind yet.
Mm.
You believed you could do anything. When we look at Harvey, and Harvey is the most confident, self-assured, very much knows what he wants. Nothing.
Very regulated.
Knows exactly what he wants. He has all the confidence in the world. How he goes to parks and just goes and connects with kids straight away. He doesn't think that he doesn't belong.
Mm.
He doesn't think that he's not good enough. He doesn't think that that person's going to, you know, project their shit on him. He just goes and he has a good time and he has really good fun.
And that's why I'll never put my son in the fucking Australian schooling system.
Any schooling
system.
Because
I truly believe that's where most of our trauma comes from. All these kids shoved in a one room.
It just starts with the
with
from,
all their shit from all their parents and then fucking.
And then, let's put them in a fucking confinement and basically put them in jail and then
crazy.
Make them workers. And, you know, we'll do a whole fucking podcast on that.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, you got to remember, guys, like, I have three kids. So, you know, Carson and Noah, my two eldest, which is 20 and 14, I have a very, very different mindset. Like, I did what the system told. But, you know, going back to this whole spirituality and healing and all this kind of stuff, and the reason why we're out of it is because I don't align with that. That's right. I do not a fucking align with someone saying that that other people need them. I will never align with someone going that you need to come back X, Y, and Z so many times and that, you know, I'm above you. Mm. Because when you call yourself a healer, and again, no disrespect for the ones that truly are in that healing space. No disrespect
to anyone. If the shoe fits, wear the fucking thing.
100% If you're triggered by this, yeah, awesome. You're fucking welcome. Because it's only triggered people that have, they know this is truth. And so I never want someone to need me. I want you to need your fucking self. Can I say something?
Yes. We had a little chat about this before. But for me, it's the people that go and do like a 2-day weekend Reiki course online and then fucking then believe they're God and can fucking touch people and heal their lives and change, yeah, their lives. And don't get me wrong, I believe in energy, I believe in everything. But your piece of paper that you paid $26.94 online and sat behind a computer screen for 2 days don't make you God.
100%.
Sit the fuck down.
100%. You learned maybe a skill set.
Of course.
You learned something. You got a bit of 100%. Education.
And that's beautiful.
But don't
awesome.
Think that you're fucking God. And it's true. Like, yeah, sit the fuck down. You are no greater than any other person. And I am a leader in that space where I want to build better leaders.
But how's the ego in someone to tell someone else that you are going to heal them?
Yeah.
I remember when I first started doing breath work because I loved it and I got really deep into it fast. Everyone's like, yeah, Bo, the healer. I'm like, don't call me a fucking healer, yeah, bro. I'm not a healer. I'm just a guy that learned breath work and now I'm teaching you how to do it. And I want you to utilize it whenever you need it.
And you learned it because it changed your fucking life. When I first did breath work, I've done a lot of stuff. So, you know, 20 years I've been in self-development, 20 years I've been doing, I was, you know, an NLP practitioner before I ever did breath work. You know, as a personal trainer, I'd done kinesiology, Reiki, I'd done The Journey, I'd done Landmark Forum. I've done every single self-development book that ever came out. I've done Tony Robbins. I've done his whole 30-day program. I've done so much stuff. And not once did I think I was greater than anybody else. Yeah. I just wanted everyone to come up to the same level because I knew what it was like to be at the fucking bottom.
That's right.
I knew what it was like to have such physical, emotional pain. And when I did breakthrough breathwork with Bo for the first time, it blew the fucking lid off everything. I was like, I had never felt a release like that.
It's a powerful tool.
As a powerful tool. And I wanted everyone to experience that for, because I wanted no one to feel the pain that I had felt because I knew how deeply I felt and I had, you know, attempted suicide multiple times, that PTSD, depression, anxiety. I had it all. I lived in that fear, fight or flight. So I wanted the world to fucking experience that. And that's why, like, now we work with the very, very best coaches to make them the most incredible leaders
so they can
and
help
being the most confident, self-assured, because these people that we're building up are getting the shit because they're rocking up the fucking spiritual world. And then, like I said, and I'll say it again and again and again. It is only unhealed fucking people that are doing this.
Jealous, insecure.
Fear-driven, even when you emotional. Think these people are at the top and they're the fucking goats of something, if they are coming at you, if they are trying to slander you, if they are trying to say shit about you, guess what? You won. You're doing something good. You're rocking up the spiritual shit.
If people are talking shit about you, you're doing something right.
100%. Don't let it mean something about you. Make it mean something about them. Start putting up the fucking mirror. Put the mirror up and go, I'm really sorry that you feel like that about yourself. Because that's all it is. You would never see me like get upset about someone winning. I fucking love it. I've got someone in my circle who I work with and who's also one of my really, really good friends. And she's a multi-millionaire now and she made that fortune in 12 months. But there's still so much of unhealed parts of her because she came from broke. She came from lack. And so she's sitting in such scarcity. And now,
but you got to be aware when that comes through.
That's it. And now she's going to go do hypnotherapy and NLP. Like,
that's
right.
It's going to change her life.
She's going to change
her life.
But like
you said before, you know, with all the thoughts and the feelings and the outcomes and the actions and the reactions, it all comes down to taking accountability. Okay, I've got a feeling. All right, awareness. All right, what is this? And then responsibility. What do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And then change it, because otherwise you're just a unconscious being walking around and just projecting, you're so unaware. Yeah,
but if you get triggered, trigger's the biggest thing. Like, when all that shit went down, people were like, oh, you know, we got triggered by this, I got triggered by them, blah blah. Fucking, you're welcome. You are fucking got work welcome. You now you know where you got work to.
I get triggered too all the time, but I take a deep breath and I go within and then I work on it. I don't go and blame everybody else.
You know, like when you get triggered.
But I mean triggered by a feeling. I don't mean triggered as in like the Karen fucking meme. I mean like triggered as in something inside of me. My stomach drops. I second guess something. Yeah. I overthink something. And I procrastinate.
And you know what? And with that, guys, like don't think because we're in this space that our lives are absolutely perfect and we don't have any problems or things come up. We still do. Things still happen, you know. And the thing is, you don't know what you don't know until you know. Mm. And that's a beautiful thing. The only thing different between me and Bo and why we move so fast and we have such big quantum leaps is because we question that feeling, we get curious, and then we do the fucking work.
Mindset.
And that's mindset. We don't allow the outside shit to affect us.
Yep.
We look within.
I'm glad you're talking about this because I want to talk about people slandering and bringing other people down. And let's talk about constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Because that is, it's how you look at it, right?
Yeah.
You can look at it two ways. You can let it affect you and fucking completely destroy you. And everything's got a yin and a yang. And everything's a polarity and a duality of each other. Then you could look on the other side and have a massive ego and be like, they're wrong, I'm right, and keep storming off in a direction. It's cool to let things affect you and be like, okay, well, question it. Could I do better in that area? Whatever, because a lot of people said stuff about me and I'm like, okay, I kind of get that. Maybe I could, you know, adjust that or do better or whatever. And then other times I'm like, look, I've looked at it. I still believe I'm sort of doing what I believe and that's cool, but I appreciate your comment or your opinion or your projection. That's okay. So
you're allowed to have healthy discussions. That's right.
That's right. And I love debating. And I also am so open to listening to everybody. But my thing is that like when I give feedback to anybody, I do a shit sandwich. I give a positive, hey, great job. Even with the kids. Hey, great job. But look, you could have done better here. But again, you did it in really good timing. Like, I'm just making something up here, but if you get a kid and do a positive ump them,
mm-hmm.
while they're up in that positive feeling, you give the feedback and then you end with a positive, you're going to get way better response rather 100%. Than, I even say it to you, I'm like, never ever should people start with a negative, hey, you fucked up there, because then you bring them down and then when you give them the positive, they're already in the negative and they can't fucking see anything
they can't,
else.
They can't see it, but you know.
They sit in it.
So in retail, so I learned the positive, same thing. Negative, in retail, positive, I was always. Like give three greats to one criticism.
Same thing. So it's that's the same positive sort of stacking. Yeah. Positing. If something bad happens to you in the day, stack three positives on that to help your gratitude mindset.
Yeah.
These are simple things that will change your mindset if you do them over time and you're aware of them. But I want to go back now into why we close down Believe in Your Breath. So for me, I went into Believe in Your Breath heavy. I was had a lot of anxiety, a lot of symptoms of anxiety, symptoms of ADHD, a lot of things going on in my life. Breathwork changed my life. So instantly, because I'd done that, I was now a leader for people with heavy anxiety, depression. Breathwork is really good for trauma, and the people that I learned breathwork through was like trauma release and trauma therapy. So I sort of went down that road. I kind of lost myself going down that road trying to be someone I wasn't. I stopped drinking. I went down a rabbit hole of health and wellness, which was no good for my mental health. I was surrounded daily, 3 one-on-ones a day with people trauma dumping on me. I didn't know how to really, I didn't have the tools.
You didn't have the tools to process it yourself.
That's right. And then stuff. I started feeling and I started becoming my clients. And I think a lot of coaches will understand when they're around their coaches, their clients too much, that they become their clients. You're supposed to be their leader. And also you need to be around people higher than you to lift you up constantly. Yeah. Like I said, one thing, you know, that had really helped me lately was that, you know, as I grew, I want people to come up and grow with me and I want to teach people just under me. So I've moved through so much of my mental health and, you know, I'm such in another different direction that I want to help people with business now. And I want to help other coaches and leaders lead correctly and the best possible way because I've made all the mistakes so you don't have to. But at the same time, you know, I've grown so far apart from those people who are sitting deep in anxiety and depression. And I've helped people. I've helped a lot of people. But for me, it's time for an energy upgrade and a move.
And that's why we're building better leaders. And so quantum those leaping. Leaders
that's right.
To help those ones.
That's right. Know? Because it doesn't serve me anymore. It doesn't fill my cup up. And that's why I'm saying you constantly got to reevaluate your life, your job, your career, your business, your kids, your family. Like what is not serving you? Because things do change and you change and that's okay. Yeah. And that's why we say pivoting and shifting. thing is a great thing to be able to do. And it was killing me. Yeah. And it wasn't
it really was killing
and,
me.
And then once I started stepping on stage and swearing and having a beer and being myself, I stepped back into my power. And now I kind of say it like this, and I mean this with no offense at all, but like I feel like, you know, I want to teach science and biochemistry and economics and history and all this stuff. And that sort of stuff for me is like going back and maybe teaching kindergarten. Like I've done it all so much. It's so easy for me and I want to be more challenged. I want to be able to learn more skills in business and grow my own business and then help other people with that. So for me, I'm like, I'm done sort of in that world. It doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah.
But I do want to bring up other leaders to help other people. That's so right. a lot of breath workers, part of the solution. Yeah, of course. I'm still part of the solution. There's other therapists, breath workers and whatever in our container that come to me and it's not just business. They're like, hey, I've got this client. What do you think? I'm like, easy, no worries. This is what you need to do with them. This is how you need to, you know, win them. Because also you need to be good at sales, because at the end of the day, if you get a sale over the line, you're going to help that person.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's about convincing them to come and do the work with you as well. So if you're not in sales, you don't have systems, you don't have leads. And the thing is, I said this to someone the other day. They're like, oh, you know, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at business, blah, blah, blah. But I said, you're so good at fucking helping people.
Yeah.
You're so good at the work that you do. You're the greatest.
And most coaches are really great at the work.
Of course they are. That's why they're coaches.
And also there's a misalignment of then asking for money.
That's exactly right.
And that's the biggest thing. It feels icky. So you don't want to sell, because there's this missing piece between being a great coach and knowing you can help people and then asking for money and marketing and sales.
And business.
And it's very icky, because someone along the lines made it sound like that, you know, you shouldn't be preying on the victim. You're not preying on the fucking victim. Who made that up? And when people say that.
But you're helping them and changing their life, your job is done.
But also when you're saying that, they think that they're a victim. They're actually calling themselves a victim. So I don't see anyone being a victim. I'm going to change your fucking life.
But I've
and there's
that
an
before.
Exchange, there's a money exchange, and there's an energy exchange
That's
going
right.
on here. And I'm going to change your fucking life. And guess what? Once I've done that, you are going to break through and you're going to make so much fucking money. You're going to have so much impact and value in your own life because I helped you. And that's where the coaches here, the facilitators here, we have to do so much stuff, so many breakthroughs of their own limitations and other people's expectations, and be okay with asking you for payment for your service.
That's
because
right.
at the end of the day, you own a fucking charity basket, and
Let's
most people, hold on, and most people in this space that are leaders is that you did this because you wanted to create impact, but you also got to have a job. You also got to make money here.
That's right.
You
so my thing is, let's just talk about it. If you did everything for free, you wouldn't have resources to reach more people.
Yes.
You wouldn't have resources to hold space at venues. You know, you buy crystals, you buy, like, I'm talking spiritual here, but like, you know, what you got to buy sage for your event. You've got to, pay for cacao, you've got to pay for yoga mats, like, well, you've got to give as well, like, and it doesn't happen for free, and you got to market and stuff.
And business is expensive.
Spend ads, yeah, it's exactly. So, and also, let's talk about this. You've got a family at home, you've got wants and needs as well, and finances are going to help you achieve those as well. And if you're such a great coach and you're changing lives, don't you deserve to have a good life yourself?
Fucking 100%. And and the problem is that coaches, we majority of us are empaths. That's why we got into this work. We're empaths. We don't want people to feel the same
That's
pain.
Right.
And my thing is this, the more money you make, the more good you can do with your fucking life, and you can do the good for them. And the more money I make, the more I can give my staff bonuses, the more impact I can do, the more you know, resources I can give to my clients, the more upskilling I can do to be able to give more to my clients. That's why you need more money. Like, we love our lifestyle. And the moment we broke from leaving Australia, everything change for us, and we're leveling up so fast because of their own work that we've done, that I'm not afraid to now ask for payment for my services.
Also, if you give away something for free, they'll treat it like it's worth nothing.
100%.
And that's, we've done that. We give away free stuff time and time again. They don't show up.
They don't do the work.
That's what I always say.
But if you pay for something, if you have a monetary value to attach to that, you are more likely to show up.
If you pay 10 grand for a fucking service, you're going to fucking be there every single fucking Zoom call.
Well, that's debatable, because we have had people pay that and still like, you know, people will get more quality of people wanting to put in the work. And in the last probably 6 months, we have had the most incredible humans
come in because we raised our standards.
That's exactly right. We raised our standards. We raised our value. We had someone new that just came into our container. She's a breathwork coach. She's actually a breathwork business coach for breathworkers.
I love it.
And she came in and she had her program was $30,000 for 6 months. And after being in our container for 3 days, and then we had a one-on-one, she came in and she said to me, "I've never met someone who gives so much value in a container, and I watch your community and just how much love there is and how much I've never ever seen people actually really help in a container before. Like, I've had so many people reach out to me, being like, 'Hey, I've got this service. Do you want this? Do you need this person?' You know, and that was in the first 3 days. And she said to me, 'I love your container so much, and I've never met someone that's given so much value in a container. You know, I want to do something similar to you.' And I said, 'Babe, model it.
Right.
Model the exact container. Mm. If you like it, if you like my price point, if you like the fact that my, you know, what I offer in my container, you like my services and what we bring, model it.
That's why we're here.
Now she remodeled it. That day she had a business, she had a sales call that night. She was unclear about what she was doing in her own container. She remodeled it. She hasn't even like put it all into practice. And she messaged me and she goes, 'Holy shit, babe, I just signed a full paying client up today, $10,000 paying full, and I haven't even started it.' Well, and I said, because she got clear.
That's right. Imagine being a business coach and then getting angry at people for copying what you're doing.
I know.
It's fucking weird, right? And that counts for breathwork or anything. If you're a leader and you're doing something and someone copies you and you get angry, you obviously don't want other people to win.
Yeah, it's weird.
You obviously
do not
want people to do well. And my thing is this, if someone copies what I'm doing, whether it's business, breathwork, modules,
the way they speak, the way they dress, whatever, and that
impacts somebody else, my job here is done.
I won. And one more thing that I just want to say is it's fucking gone. I was trying to remember the whole time that you were talking, but there was something so important that I wanted to say, and then it's completely gone.
Well, if it comes back, let me know. But yeah. I just want to say, like, guys.
Oh, hang on, got it. It's come back. Another thing is, guys, we've had so many people come into our container from other people's containers, and they have tried to talk about those people, those coaches. I want to say this right now. Nothing you ever did, investing yourself was never ever a fucking waste.
Yes.
You learned something from someone, whether it be you connected with friends, whether you realize, hey, look, you know, I actually am a little bit more skilled than I thought in this area, it wasn't for me. Whether it was that, you know,
it pushed you to meet other people,
it opened up other doors. And I want to make this super fucking clear. Every single investment you ever make in life was never a waste of time.
Or a waste
you
of money.
You learned, you got lessons. We had one person who said to me the other day, she paid $3,000 to go to the seminar. It was a leadership seminar. She went there. And she said it was a fucking waste of time. I said, tell me about it. She told me about it. She said, I learned nothing. I said, she goes, oh, but what I did learn was that I'm actually a better leader than I thought. And I said, do you know what that cost you? It cost you $3,000 to know what you already needed to know within sight. And that was the value, because now you know, actually, I'm a lot better leader than I thought, because I was doubting myself. I was putting myself down, but actually I'm a little bit better than I thought. Perfect. Second thing is we've done a lot of different coaching containers. We've had different mentors. Mm. I spent $10,000 on a coaching container and I seen all the ads come up. I was like, yeah, cool. I think that's what I need, all these systems and all this kind of stuff. I got into the coaching container and I automatically straight away had a look at the modules and I was like, I don't need this. This is not for me. I've already done it. It's not for me. And then I got into one of the Zooms, and what I didn't like for me personally, the Zoom was, apparently there's like thousands of people on this coaching call, but you can only see him as the mentor and no other faces. And I didn't like it. I needed to see other faces to feel connected. And so it didn't align with me. So anyway, that program cost me $10,000 and I never ever showed up to one more Zoom. I didn't do any of the coaching calls. I didn't do any of the programs. I didn't do any of the resources. But what that did get me was on stage in Arizona in front of 2,500 people talking about mindset. Yeah, in Arizona, USA, talking about how to get through the trolls on social media using mindsets and detaching your self-worth. That's where they got me. And guess what? Then that got me. That got me on podcasts. That got me connected with some of the most incredible people in America. That got me more opportunities to work with some incredible people in America that we'll be doing this year in 2025. That's what that $10,000 payment got me. So please know, that if you get a coach or a mentor or you're invested in your in something, it is never a fucking waste. Do not be that person that goes on social media or slanders another coach or a mentor, because at the end of the day, there is always lessons in there. You learn something.
Can I say something?
Please don't be that human.
Motivational speech.
Yeah.
Well, what I used to find was people would come in and do breath work with me and be like, I've wasted so much money and time on therapy and this and that, and I've done Reiki, it's shit, it doesn't work. I've done hypnotherapy, it doesn't work. And I'm like, okay, you tried something once with a certain person, don't give up on it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there's 50,000 different, probably a lot more Reiki healers.
Exactly.
Keep going.
Like, and it's also like, by focusing on what you didn't get, you're not concentrating on the signs and the lessons and the learnings
but also,
that you could be getting, because you're focusing on what you didn't get and your expectations on what you didn't get.
But how you do one thing is how you do
that's
everything.
That's right. So everything in your life, you're missing the signs.
But everything in your life you're complaining about. Stop That's fucking right. complaining. Stop fucking blaming the world.
That's right.
Stop whining. Stop whinging. Take fucking accountability for your own goddamn life.
That's
Nobody's
right.
coming to fucking save you.
I used to work with a guy who used to drag his feet around on the mine site. We're on one of the best mine sites in Australia. Everyone was paid heaps of money. You'd fucking dream to be on this site. And he'd walk around and I used to say to him, how's your day, mate? How you going, you know? And he would go, oh, yeah, living the dream. I lie a lot. And then walk off dragging his feet. His body language, whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, man, he must hate it here. I said, that guy would win a fucking holiday to Bali, fully paid for, and he'd be like that on the beach. He'd find a way to, oh, the sun's too hot. He'd find a way that, oh, the water's
Everything's
cold.
Everything's a problem.
That's exactly right. And that, if that doesn't wake you up to have a look at your life and everything you're fucking complaining at, you don't have bad luck. You're not less off than anyone else. It's your mindset and what you're fucking focused on.
Yeah.
Change that and you'll start seeing all the signposts. You'll start feeling happier. You'll start moving quicker in your business 10 times faster. So please take a look at your fucking self in the mirror. And do the work, and book a fucking call with us, and we'll change your fucking life.
100%. Do you know what? I'm going to give you one little tip before you leave. I'm going to give you a little manifestation exercise.
Yep.
For everyone that's listening here that's sitting there going, fuck you, okay, that was me. I blame, I complain, I'm whining, I want a better life. I'm going to give you a tip. This week, for the next 7 days, I want you to write down something. Like, I want you to write down a money that you want to get, or something. I want you to write down. Oh, we do a 7-day challenge with it manifest $1,000. So I'm going to do something different. I want you to write down that you want to manifest a cup of coffee this week. Okay. So someone might, over that next 7 days, I want you to sit there and think about it. And I want you to go, okay, cool. I want to manifest like a cup of coffee this week and see what comes to you. See if there's any offers like, hey, do you want to go out for coffee this week? You might go to a coffee shop and there might be a discount on coffee. Something. There'll be something that will come up. I want you to choose
you're
something this week.
You're attracted
because you're looking for it. And I'll tell you this again and again and again. If you focus on shit, you're going to get more shit. You focus on fucking the good stuff, you're going to get more good stuff. Bring your awareness to it. When we do the $1,000 manifest $1,000, we have people make well and truly over $1,000 in 7 days because they only focused on that. Okay. And there's a lot of lots of little tricks, but you can manifest whatever you want into your life. And what you manifest and what you focus on, you're going to get more of that. So if you want more good shit, focus on the good shit. If you want more shit, keep fucking complaining.
Make better decisions.
Make better
and
decisions.
Do the fucking work.
Yeah. Big love.
Big love. All right, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Spill the Tea with Bo and Kirsty. We are super excited to have you guys here. Please like, subscribe, and if you got any downloads,
value
out of today's podcast.
If you just fucking love us being raw and honest, or if you're triggered, fucking awesome.
Share it and tag us.
Share us and tag us.
We love you.
Big love, guys. Bye.